Install OP and CLAW in 30 seconds and start building by Wheeze Roth. Duration, 50 minutes. A hands-on walkthrough for getting OpenClaw up and running, from a one-line install command all the way to a fully operational AI agent, with Wheeze making the case that this technology marks a genuine shift in how individuals can build and run businesses. Section 1, Why This Matters and the Big Picture Vision. Wheeze Roth opens the video with palpable excitement about what he calls an extremely important piece of technology. He frames the release of OpenClaw as a pivotal moment, connecting it directly to Sam Altman's now famous bet about when we will see a one-person company operated by a single human and AI agents that grows into a billion-dollar business. Wheeze is all in on this idea. And he is not just theorizing. He reveals that he has already started having his AI agents build a fully autonomous business where he writes no code and no text. He lets the agents build the entire thing out. He teases a future video about that autonomous enterprise, but says he wanted to release this installation tutorial first because he knows his audience is hungry for the practical how-to. He also does not shy away from the risks. He describes the current moment as the wild, wild west era and warns viewers that OpenClaw is very powerful, but that power comes with real risk. This tension between excitement and caution runs through the entire video and gives it a grounded, honest feel. Section 2, The Case for Linux and Why Wheeze Thinks You Should Switch. Before diving into the installation, Wheeze goes on a surprisingly passionate tangent about operating systems that turns out to be one of the most entertaining sections of the video. He compares Windows, macOS, and Linux, and makes a clear case for Linux as the ideal home for AI agents. Windows, he says, does over time start treating you more and more like a child. There's more and more stuff you don't want and less control. His argument for Linux goes deeper than just control. He points out that AI agents and Linux go together perfectly. Full control, maximum customizability, no corporate gatekeepers. Google and other major companies all run on Linux for a reason. And crucially, two things have changed that make Linux accessible to regular people. First, any chatbot can now walk you through step-by-step how to use Linux, making the learning curve almost flat. He acknowledges that trying new things can be uncomfortable, but frames it as a worthwhile investment. This section really captures his style of being both a motivational speaker and a tech educator at the same time. Section 3, Installing OpenClaw on a Cloud VPS. The first installation path Wheeze covers is setting up OpenClaw on a virtual private server. He uses Hostinger, the video sponsor, and walks through the entire process. He recommends the KVM2 plan specifically, which gives you two virtual CPU cores, 8 gigabytes of RAM, and 100 gigabytes of NVMe disk space at $6.99 per month, with his coupon code, Wheeze Roth, for an additional 10% off. He explains the reasoning behind each spec. Two cores prevent AI agents from freezing during complex tasks. 8 gigs of RAM is more than enough for one agent and opens up the possibility of running multiple independent agents sandboxed from one another. The NVMe speed ensures that file reads during proactive scans are near instant. Then he walks through SSH, explaining it with a great analogy. SSH stands for Secure Shell, and you can think of it as a private armored tunnel that connects your computer to another computer on the internet. He breaks down every piece of the SSH command. SSH is the command, root is the superuser or god mode username, the @ is a separator just like in an email address, and then the IP address is like a phone number you dial to reach a specific computer. Once connected, the actual OpenClaw installation is anticlimactic in the best way. You go to OpenClaw, AI, copy the one-line curl command, paste it in, and hit enter. The site even has a cheeky note. It says it works everywhere, installs everything, you're welcome, the claw. The install takes about a minute or two, and then drops you straight into the onboarding process. Section 4, Installing OpenClaw Locally on Old Hardware. The second installation path is local, and this is where Wheeze gets visibly excited about the idea of repurposing old hardware. He shows his setup, a mini PC he bought off Amazon for about $130, an old Dell desktop from 2016 that he describes as a decade old, and probably cost $100 or $150 at the time. For local installation, you need a USB drive and a computer. He walks through creating a bootable Ubuntu USB using Rufus on Windows. Download the Ubuntu ISO, which was 5.9 gigabytes. Download Rufus. Select the ISO image, select your USB device, click Start. He makes a great point about using AI during this process. If you ever get confused about any of the options, ask your favorite chatbot. The actual installation on the old Dell involves booting from USB, which he describes with wonderful honesty. What's really fun about this process is you have no idea what that key is. Usually it's F12, F10, F2, Escape. So anyways, just kind of start mashing those buttons. Section 5, the onboarding process and choosing your setup. Once OpenClaw is installed regardless of method, you enter the onboarding process. We select quick start mode and walks through each decision. For the model provider, he lists the options, OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, XAI, and local open source models. He notes that a lot of the stuff is meant to be used with Claude currently, and mentions that the entire project started out being called Claudibot until they ran into some IP issues. For the messaging channel, he strongly recommends setting one up because the ability to just text back and forth with your bot is, believe me, extremely, extremely useful. During your off time when you're away from your computer, you can be giving commands and it be building your empire for you. He also covers skill configuration, recommending NPM as the default package manager while joking, I'm sure people in the comments will tell me why that's exactly the wrong option to pick. And here's a list of 10 bullet points why that should never be allowed to happen. For hooks, he enables the command logger for debugging and session memory for context persistence. Section 6, Understanding the Agent's Brain and Memory System. This section is where Weez gets genuinely fascinated by the architecture. He walks through each core document that makes up an OpenClaw agent's identity and memory. Soul, MD defines the personality, tone, values, and boundaries, borrowed from a secret file that Anthropic originally had before opening up about it. Identity, MD covers name, creature type, vibe, signature emoji, and avatar. Agents MD is what he calls the big one, serving as the employee handbook. How to behave, how to use tools, when to speak, when to stay quiet in group chats, safety rules. Then there is the heartbeat system, which he describes as a nagging person standing behind you saying, hey, aren't you supposed to be doing something? Every 30 minutes. This is what makes the agent truly agentic, able to work on hour-long projects by periodically checking its to-do list and moving to the next step. The memory system has two layers. Layer 1 is daily notes, raw logs of what happened each day. Layer 2 is long-term memory, where the agent compresses and curates important information from the daily logs into a persistent memory file. He also shares a wonderful moment where the newly created agent runs self-checks upon waking up, exploring its environment like it just woke up. It's like, all right, where am I? Checking system info, CPU, RAM, disk, whether it can search the web. Section 7, Security in the Wild West. Weez closes with a serious security discussion that balances honesty with practical advice. He calls the current AI agent landscape the Wild Wild West, and says, having perfect security from day one is going to be difficult, and I don't really even think there's such a thing as perfect security, because even the experts often disagree on things. His personal approach is to assume that at some point something is going to leak. He notes that the ecosystem is getting safer. There used to be skills on the community hub that contained malware extracting API keys, but now there are more checks in place, and skills developed by large companies that scan for malicious code. He recommends starting slow with low-risk automations, not adding information you cannot afford to lose, and not giving keys or passwords to anything that could be used to hijack more information. He also has a funny aside about his AI agent scanning YouTube comments for tech issues, immediately followed by, please don't mess with the bots. Like service animals, they are not to be petted. They're working. Leave them alone. Key takeaways. First, OpenClaw can be installed with a single curl command in about 30 seconds, with the full setup, including onboarding, taking just a few minutes. Second, you have two main paths, a cloud VPS like Hostinger for always-on availability at around $7 a month, or local installation on old hardware like a mini PC for about $130, which Weez clearly finds exciting as a way to repurpose forgotten machines. Third, Linux is the recommended operating system, and Weez makes a compelling case that AI chatbots have eliminated the learning curve that used to make Linux intimidating. Fourth, the agent's memory and personality system, built on simple text files like Soul, MD, and Memory. MD is deceptively powerful and creates genuinely personalized, persistent behavior over time. Fifth, Telegram or WhatsApp integration lets you command your agent from anywhere, turning idle time into productive building time. Sixth, security is a real concern in what Weez calls the Wild West era. Start with low-risk tasks, assume keys could leak, and invest time in learning security practices as you go. And seventh, Weez is not just teaching installation. He is painting a picture of a near future where individuals run autonomous enterprises powered by fleets of AI agents, and he believes OpenClaw is the practical tool that makes that vision accessible today.